Alma chapter 6. Alma then sets about to put the church back in order, and he explains how to do that in chapter 6. And we're just talking about the church in Zarahemla. And it says that he ordains elders and priests. Well, they already had elders and priests, which implies that he ordained new elders and priests. And then he said that in verse 2 that he allowed the repentant who were not members of the church to be baptized unto repentance. And notice this is this idea that we continue to repent. They want a church of repentant people who are constantly looking about and figuring out how to improve themselves. And again, they do that by coming unto the Lord and following the Spirit. They didn't. They weren't interested in just baptizing people to increase their numbers. Or looking for people who had just repented of a few things that they put onto a list, and then they said, okay, now you're ready to be a member of the church. They were interested in finding those who desired to continue to repent. And it then says concerning the members that were in the church, those who would not repent and would not humble themselves before God were excommunicated. But it further explains what it means, humble before God. It said, those who had pride. And again, note that strongly, that in order to clean up the church, they excommunicated those with pride. Now, the interesting thing about this is that it was not pride. I mean, it was not that they were required to have humility before the church leaders or the church. They were supposed to be humble before God. And that's an important thing there, because again, many are excommunicated for what they call rebellion or insubordination in the church today, because they will not humble themselves before church leaders, but they will humble themselves before God. And we need to make that clear and study that out in our minds. Well, notice that in verse 4 it says he had now established order in the church. Well, he probably did some other things, but he does make it real clear. The way we establish order is that we make sure that our baptism is unto repentance. We make sure that we replace our leaders with new leaders who truly want to keep things in the proper order, meaning, and the proper order being that we have people who are truly repentant in the church, and that we do not allow pride. That's the thing we look out for the most. We do not allow pride to be in the church. And then it then says, after the order was established, it explains how order is maintained, or what is the mark then of the church. And that is that the word flows liberally, the word of God. And that means that the Spirit, therefore, flows literally, giving these men the word. And there is no, as we hear today, well, the people aren't ready for the meat of the gospel, and we can't get into the more weighty things of the gospel. We only can give them the milk. This is what man always says. Man always wants to control the word of God in order to again have a reason to make people believe that they have to come unto them. When the church is running properly, a sign of the church is that the word will flow liberally. And no one is trying to hoard their word unto themselves. And when it says also the word flows liberally, it means the Spirit abounds and the Holy Ghost abounds, which gives utterance. Well, they also said that then the next thing they did was they had a true concern and a love for other people and people that were in sin. So they fasted and prayed for them off, that they might come unto the Lord and learn and become members of their the Lord's church and become true followers of Christ. And so they had a sincere love for them. Well, with that everything in order, it says, then Alma then goes to Gideon with the plan of setting the church in order there. And the thing here to note is that these are separate churches. The stakes are supposed to be separate functioning entities who are set up to function on their own. All that Alma does, and we see what happens here, is all Alma does and the leaders of the church are to do is to go set things in order. But once things are in order, the churches there function on their own. In fact, we'll see it, Gideon, the things were in order, so Alma doesn't do anything. So he doesn't go in there and start telling them what they have to do or rechanging the order of the church there. He just let them function on their own and let their own local leaders know what's best for them. And again, what was order? Order was they were humble followers of Christ. They humbled themselves to the Lord, and they desired to continue to seek what the Lord wanted them to do, to continue in repentance. So then it says that he goes there to preach to them, and it re-emphasizes to preach to them by the Spirit, not according to what Alma thinks should be in order, but according to what the Spirit tells him. And we learn in this verse 8 also that revelation is the revelation of Scripture, meaning it brings to light Scripture, or as he said, what the previous holy prophet said. And that is the main meaning of revelation. Well, again, in the church today, our leaders have rejected the Book of Mormon. They feel that it can't even teach us anything. Therefore, at best, it's just talked historically in Sunday school class. But when they give their speeches, they do not quote directly from Scripture line by line and then reveal the enhanced meaning of it to us. At best, they just quote a Scripture here and there to support their own precepts. And therefore, they are not revelators, as they're required to be leaders of the Lord's church.